Talk of the Bay on KSQD Santa Cruz 90.7 FM. I'm your Thursday evening host, Rachel Ann Goodman, and we are doing special election coverage all the next couple of weeks. Tonight, we're looking at the candidates for the 3rd District Supervisor's race in Santa Cruz County. The 3rd District includes the north coast of Santa Cruz County, Davenport, Bonnie Doon, all the way down to the city of Santa Cruz, and I believe it ends at the Yacht Harbor. Here to talk about their candidacies and what they will bring to the job, which has been held by Ryan Coonerty for, I think, 12 years now. As he decided not to run, there was a seat open. And with many issues facing the county of Santa Cruz, we have Justin Cummings. Let me introduce the other candidate who's here in the studio, Shebra Kalantari-Johnson. We're starting off with just opening statements about why you're running and what you think you bring to the voters that they would choose you as opposed to your opponent.
My name is Shebra Kalantari-Johnson, and I am currently a city council member and have been a resident here of Santa Cruz for over 20 years. I'll just share a little bit about my background. I am originally from Iran and left the country when I was 7 and was 8 by the time we made it here. It took us a year. We went through Germany and Turkey. And when we came here, my family didn't speak the language, used most of our resources to get us here. And so we had to rely on extended family and our community. And that's what allowed us to kind of make it. So I share that story because that set me on my path of service. And I have been working in the social services, public health field for 2 decades. I have a master's in social work with an emphasis in public policy and mental health. And my focus has been on community well-being, health equity, youth well-being, and I've done that through a number of ways, including grant writing. I've worked on policies, actually, with the Board of Supervisors and with each city in our county. So all of that, I think, is going to be needed on the Board of Supervisors. We have a lot of health and human services challenges, and that is within the purview of the supervisors. So I bring that to the table. I am also a mom. I've got 2 wonderful boys, no bias there. They're 12 and 14. They go to Mission Hill and Santa Cruz High. And I think that's a perspective that's also needed, a mom's perspective.
Great, thank you. And we'll be back with more detail about each of the topics. We're going to take some time because we have the full hour. So
great.
Thank you for that opening idea and a little bit of a picture of who you are. And I want to welcome Justin Cummings.
Great. So thank you for having me, Rachel. My name is Justin Cummings, everyone. I'm currently on the Santa Cruz City Council. And for those of you who might have forgotten about 2020, I was the mayor of Santa Cruz as we dealt with the onset of COVID-19, the social unrest after the murder of George Floyd, and the CZU fires. To give folks a little bit of information about my background, I came to Santa Cruz in 2007 to pursue a PhD in the field of ecology and evolutionary biology, and graduated with a PhD in 2013 from that department at UC Santa Cruz. I moved away for research for a couple of years, but came back in 2015, and since have started multiple nonprofits in the community that have been focused on increasing diversity, one within the field of environmental conservation and the other within the field of tech around the use and application of drones. What's really compelled me to run for office and, you know, why I'm still running for office is that, you know, as a young professional in this town, I can't afford to live here. And, you know, I really think about how difficult it is for so many single parents, families, service workers, our teachers, the people who our, you know, community really rely on in terms of its foundation, how many of those people can't afford to live here. And we actually just saw this week with the SEIU workers strike that was one of the main, you know, reasons or, you know, the things that we were hearing from the workers is that, you know, they feel like they've put their necks on the line for this community. And yet, you know, the city is failing to compensate them in a way that they feel respected and in a way that allows them to live here. And so that really was one of the motivating factors is really, you know, when we think about diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is something we say we value, you know, when we look at our Board of Supervisors, they're all renters. They're all white men. We've never seen a black person there. We don't have environmental scientists. we don't have people who are reflective of working class and lower income people in our local government at the supervisor level. And so I think that bringing my lived experience will really help, you know, provide that voice. And in addition to that, as we're going through a housing crisis and a climate crisis, I'll be able to bring some of my skills professionally and my lived experience to help inform the decisions we make around that. And as we address our homeless crisis, having been on the Homeless 2x2 Committee for 2 years as mayor and vice mayor, having addressed homelessness issues for the past 4 years on the city council, I believe I'll bring a lot of experience from what I've done currently to the Board of Supervisors.
All right. Thank you for that and for a little background on you as well. So I want to sort of carom off that last statement and go directly to the issue of housing. And Justin, I'll let you go first and Shebra next, and we'll just kind of go back and forth on each question who gets to start. But Justin, if you will, you mentioned the homelessness issue, and you mentioned that you were on the housing task force, I believe. What do you think isn't being done that could be done from the supervisor's perspective about the situation, which just seems, I hate to say it, like whack-a-mole, but when you clear out one group of people, they just move because not everybody moves to shelter. So what kind of, I know this is a really difficult issue for any lawmaker, but do you have any new ideas that haven't been tried yet or ideas you think could be expanded in effectively?
Well, I think there's a lot of good ideas that have come out of this community already. And I think that there are a lot of really great programs that we've implemented. And, you know, COVID-19 actually was an opportunity for us to try new things that wouldn't have been possible under normal circumstances, just given the amount of pushback that we get. So we were able to stand up a number of different types of sheltering options. We had the VFW hall, the armory, which I helped secure working with city staff. We had hotels. We also briefly had a number of different kind of like short-term encampments where people could come through, get connected to resources, and move on to other types of shelter. And, you know, I think one of the big takeaways from all that and some of the programs we had before was that, you know, we have models that work with neighborhoods. And now what we need to do is start really demonstrating to the broader community, you know, if we want to stand up services, this is what has demonstrated to work. We can introduce them to the neighbors where those services have been in place so they can actually hear the stories about how it was like to live next to those services that actually function with communities. And by doing that, we can actually show that, like, there are models at work, and if we bring these into your neighborhoods, it's not going to be this, like, you know, huge overrun camp where, you know, there's open drug use and all sorts of things that people are mostly often concerned with. And so that's something that I want to be able to bring as county supervisor, and also by demonstrating success, use that as a way to advocate for getting more funds from the state and more funds from the federal government.
Shebra, what would you do, or what do you think is being done that could be expanded or isn't being done?
Sure. This is something that I've taken a leadership role in my couple of years on city council, is bringing forward accountable